as they investigate war crimes in Ukraine. That's in this week's Law in Action at 8 o'clock. Now, though, we've comedy from a one-liner wonder in a moment, after a look ahead to tomorrow night.
Bad Ringers on BBC Radio 4.
Come on! Who wants some?
I do love a good leg pull.
Lovely to be with you, blah, blah, blah.
A new series of the topical satire.
Louis's use of fake humility was just like mine.
So, John, when did you decide to muscle in on Radio 4? Can I ask you that? Is that all right? Is that okay? Do you mind me asking that?
Dad Ringers.
We can now speak to the Liberal Democrat leader, Ed Davey.
Hey, thought you were one of those spam callers. Sorry, Liberal Democrat. What?
Friday night, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, another episode of the series starring the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild demeanor.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. It was my sister's birthday recently, so I took her to an orchard in Somerset. We stood for about 20 minutes. Not the Apple Watch she wanted. So, butterflies aren't what they used to be. If you think about it. The bin man said to me recently, "Where's your recycling tubs?" I said, "You're not so thin yourself." My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Oh, what a mess in here. Leftovers, empty milk bottles. And Milton, why are there three CDs in the fridge?
What, the Just Chill collection?
You can probably throw the CDs away, Pauline. No one uses them anymore.
Oh, but I hate throwing things away. I like to keep everything if I can. Wrapping paper, bit of string, cardboard boxes. All this waste makes me so angry.
I'll tell you what would be good for you to listen to.
I'll throw them at you if you're not careful.
Oh, while I remember, an antique dealer called round to see if we had loads of old Christmas cards from the 90s we could sell to him for huge amounts of money.
Really?
No, of course not.
Oh, stop it, Milton. Oh, maybe that's the same man coming back. Oh, no, you made him up.
No, no, that'll be my veg box. You can't beat local produce delivered to your door.
There you go, mate.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Some kale, a swede, more kale, a swede, another swede, and another swede wrapped in kale.
Pretty much what I had to throw out the fridge.
Do you want to settle up now?
Yes, OK. Looks like I've only got a 50.
Oh, never mind. You can owe us the rest. Cheers.
Not sure I'm getting my money's worth.
What's that orange thing with two legs?
That, Milton, is a carrot. Perhaps less uniform in shape than what you're used to, but it would still make a tasty, nutritious snack.
But a pretty frightening snowman.
Oh, that's true.
I used to work for a veg box company, you know.
Really?
Yep, I was the one who glued the mud on the produce to make it look more authentic.
Well, perhaps I'll knock up some vegetable soup later. Milton, do you ever think you would go vegan?
Okay.
Really?
Vegan! Happy now?
That wasn't really what I meant.
I did try veganuary. You know, where you don't eat meat for the whole month. About 2 days in, I bit my tongue. Then I thought, well, I've broken the rules now.
We could grow our own and kill two birds with one stone.
I'm pretty sure vegans can't do that.
But not in my garden. Not after what Milton's done to it with his ideas about pest control.
I keep telling you, these days, agriculture is all about natural solutions. So last summer, when those beetles were getting into your beehives, I introduced one of their natural predators.
Ah, yes, that was quite a shock, the mouse infestation.
Well, if you won't tuck your trousers into your socks... And you'll remember, it was naturally solved when I introduced the cats. I've sorted the cats, by the way.
Oh, finally, I can use my garden again. Let's have a look.
Maybe a lion would be better. Plus, they're great for producing manure.
Do lions produce that much manure?
No, but anyone who meets them produces loads. But anyway, I already planned the next stage.
Oh, do.
And you are?
Andy Hargreaves, scrum half. The whole team's here.
Oh, do.
Hello. Hello.
Ah, I ordered rhinos from Leeds. You're the Leeds rhinos, aren't you? Rugby league team.
Oh, not again. Right, back on the courts, lads.
Oh,
carpet on the stairs, fancy.
That's enough of your nonsense, Milton. If the pair of you want to mess around like that, you can get your own bit of land.
Hello? Oh, right.
What is it?
You know when Uncle Arthur died and we were horrified how much a burial plot cost?
Yes.
Well, I thought of a cheaper solution and put our name down for an allotment.
You can't... you can't bury someone on an allotment.
Besides, we had him cremated.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're allowed bonfires. But anyway, we finally got the allotment.
Well, we must use it then.
Absolutely. As soon as someone dies...
No, Milton. To grow our own produce, I'm sure we can easily rival the veg box people.
Then maybe they'll go into liquidation.
Yes.
And then we won't have to make our own soup.
Right, best start using some of these vegetables to get supper ready.
How about knocking up something to go with these flatbreads? Which are much better than the last ones you made.
Milton, those are actual bits of box.
I know. So at the allotted time, in the allotted place, Anton and I were sent to the allotment, which really meant a great deal.
The sun in the sky, birds in the trees, folk toiling happily on their own little piece of land. Couldn't be more a microcosm of England if it tried.
Clear off! We don't want outsiders here.
We've just been allocated this allotment here. This is Milton.
Hello.
Do you know anything about gardening?
Only that Japanese knotweed is in fact weed, despite what it calls itself.
And I'm Anton. Anton Peterson.
Right. Well, I'm Colonel Sir Roger Hartley Booth, but you can call me the Colonel.
Colonel as in the army?
Or just a bit of a nut.
Now, listen here, chappy. I'm not sure if I like the cut of your jib. What are your intentions with this piece of land?
I'm thinking of going organic.
Are you now?
Organic!
Yeah. Well, welcome, I suppose. Now, I do like to keep this place shipshape, so there are a couple of rules. Now, don't worry, I'm not some fuddy-duddy uptight stick-in-the-mud. But no ball games and no picnics.
Seems fair enough. Well, we'd better crack...
No music, no social gatherings, no anti-social gatherings, no dogs, no cats, no children, no guests, no unlicensed trellis work, no spades displaying more than 20% superficial rust, no drinking, no dancing, no livestock... No owls! And bonfires are not permitted except on alternate Thursdays in the spring and autumn unless with express written permission.
Who from?
Me.
And will you give permission?
No. And, of course, water is available from the standpipe on your right.
It's padlocked.
Yes, it is. And you will find the key over there. Note the large wooden fob to prevent it getting lost.
So the key's in that shed?
No, the fob is the shed.
Right.
Any questions?
I suppose building a block of luxury flats is out of the question.
Have you completely lost the plot?
No, it's just over there.
Right, well, you'll find it all summed up in this small leaflet. Mind you, that is only rules A to E. I'll get to the rest. Hey, you! Bring over the full regulations, would you?
Oh, certainly, Colonel.
This is Beryl. There's a lovely community spirit here, isn't there, Beryl?
Oh, there certainly is. I'll send the others over to say hello when they've finished creosoting the sentry tower.
Yes, we're all very friendly. No one looks down on anyone here.
Unless they're in the sentry tower.
True enough. Welcome to the gang. Maybe catch you later.
If I fall out of the sentry tower.
Yeah, nonsense, Milton.
And I, too, shall bid you both a good day.
What's left of it?
No matter. What a place. It's so peaceful here, isn't it? Let's just take it all in a moment.
Weed, Insector 9B! Weed, Insector 9B! Beryl, that's your patch. You know the rules. Into the shed.
Crikey.
But, Colonel, I only popped out to get Ida and Dennis a cup of tea.
Get in the shed, and you can take this lovely tartan thermos flask.
The flask? Oh, yes. Yes, Colonel. Lovely thermos flask.
That seemed rather odd.
Not as odd as this all-purpose compost bag. It definitely doesn't work as a hat. This allotment thing was a whole new way of living, which I know can be difficult to adjust to. I remember when I lost my job as a sports commentator. It wasn't easy to retrain, even though I had the help of someone from an employment agency.
Well, Mr. Jones, I really think the library here is a good fit for you.
Yes, I've got a good feeling about this.
Well, let's start then. Those two teenagers over there are talking quite loudly.
Leave this to me.
Let's get ready to mumble!
No, please, Mr. Jones, remember where you are.
Sorry. Old habits and all that.
Maybe just wander about, yes, and see if anyone needs help.
Of course. Sorry, won't happen again.
Excuse me.
And in the reading corner, it's the undisputed heavyweight...
I beg your pardon?
...who's taking on Jane Eyre, also known as the governess.
Jones, you're doing it again.
Sorry. Maybe this is all a mistake.
No, look, it does work for some. Ted here, he used to be a snooker commentator.
Hello.
And look at him now, quietly reading. Let me have a look. The devil stands stripped of all his brute disguises. Here are all your familiar spirits. Oh, what's that?
Welcome to the crucible.
Oh, no, he's relapsing.
No, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying reading Arthur Miller.
Oh, phew. Milton, perhaps you could read a book too.
Well, okay, I might take the Da Vinci Code home with me tonight.
Oh, the brown has gone into the pockets.
No, I wouldn't bother, it's rubbish.
Oh, and it's out again. Would you believe it? Okay, I am relapsing.
Why don't you have a break then?
Yeah, you're not really helping.
I understand, Mr. Jones. Sport is so intoxicating, it's difficult to get it out of your system. I mean, I like playing darts. In fact, I've written a novel about a woman who works in an employment agency who becomes a professional darts commentator. Do you want to hear it?
How many pages?
180!
The next day, Anton gave me the task of turning over the whole plot, which would involve quite a lot of digging. But I had a better idea.
Well, what exactly are all these people wearing hard hats doing here?
Archaeology students. Very keen to help.
Hi, Milton. Thank you so much for telling us about the World War II plane that crashed here. We'll soon have the whole place dug up.
You called the university and told them you'd found a crashed World War II bomber?
Maybe.
But who would put a World War II bomber in a garden?
Monty.
Field Marshal Montgomery?
No, Monty Don.
Look, everyone, I think I found something.
Oh, wow.
It's some kind of ring.
Wow, well done, Lucy. Could be Saxon or maybe even Roman.
Do you really think so, Milton?
Isn't that just the ring off a Coke can?
Or some kind of burial treasure from the Hokey-Cokey tribe.
The Hokey-Cokey tribe?
Oh, yes. Traditionally, they would bury their dead with their left leg in the grave. And take the left leg out of the grave.
Yes, I think I can see where this is going. I'm sorry, Lucy, but I'm afraid this artifact is just from a tinned beverage. You see, in the 1980s, when you opened the can, the little ring pull would actually separate from it.
Wow. That is so ancient.
What?
Hey, look, everyone. This is from the 1980s. That's about 30 BC.
BC?
Before cell phones.
Oh, dear. I feel so decrepit.
And look. Look, what's this? It's like a rectangular object made of some sort of smooth black material.
That's a VHS tape.
Ooh. Oh, I've heard about these, but I've never actually seen one.
Look, I don't think it's of any archaeological significance.
Not true. If you look at the ancient inscription on the side...
Timatium.
Time team.
I think my granddad used to watch that.
Oh, honestly, it wasn't that long ago.
Calm down, Anton. Remember what the doctor said to me?
What?
Don't blow into my stethoscope. You're not old. You have nothing to fear.
That's right. I have nothing to fear.
Good hearing, healthy heart, and good kidney function.
You too. Who are all these people digging away, and without written permission?
Well, Colonel, they found artifacts from the Hokey-Cokey people, who would all stand round the ring of Stonehenge, hand in hand, and then go, whoa!
Nonsense! Get these people off my allotments. Go away.
Away!
Idiots!
I was transfixed by that shed at the allotment. The old folks went in, but they didn't always come out. The shed had to be much more than just something to tie a key to, and I wasn't going to be fobbed off. A text from Lucy, the archaeology student. It said that a geophysics drone shot she'd taken of the allotments had revealed something pretty interesting. So Anton and I rushed straight down there to meet her.
So, look, I think I've spotted a slight depression.
It's okay, Anton gets like this sometimes.
Honestly, Milton.
No, I meant an indentation here on the survey photo. It's often evidence of some sort of disturbance underground.
A burial chamber, perhaps? Anyway, look, the indentation is actually centred directly under the shed.
Oh, yes!
Wow, perhaps it's the burial place of Julius Caesar.
On an allotment?
Of course!
Why Caesar?
Salad.
Right, here's the shed. Let's have a look inside.
We need a light. Give me your fancy new phone, Anton.
Good idea.
Burns pretty bright, doesn't it?
There is a torch function. Oh, I give up. Wait a minute. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Have you also jumped off a chair to try out airplane mode?
Perhaps. We should be a bit more concerned about what we'll find here. I feel like Howard Carter about to enter the tomb of Tutankhamun.
Or me, just before I dug up the grave of Howard Carter, just so I could go see how you like it.
Right, you two go in. I mean, I would, but, you know, there might be...
You're scared of spiders?
No.
Yes, you are. Remember when I caught you watching the rugby and you let out that shriek when all the All Blacks went into a scrum?
You're very well. I'll go. Seems to be opening up into some sort of underground chamber. I think I found a light switch and...
Ah! Oh, quick, pull him out, pull him out!
What was it, Anton?
There was a chamber full of... rhubarb.
Rhubarb?
Yeah.
What's scary about rhubarb?
It was back when I was at school. I was bullied terribly for being stuck up and having snooty hobbies.
Maybe you should have ditched the harp.
Well, I know that now. Anyway, back when I was at school, some older boys forced me to eat bowl after bowl of rhubarb they'd got from the kitchen.
Those bullies had no right to do that to you.
Lumpy custard, toad in the hole, pig's trotters.
Well, with names like that, no wonder they were angry.
You know...
I'll tell you what, instead of calling it rhubarb, why don't we just call it pudding celery?
Yes, I suppose that would make me feel a bit better.
Well, I love pudding celery. I'm going in.
Careful, Milton. We don't know how stable the chamber is. It might just crumble.
Crumble? This is getting better and better. The next chamber was full of parsnips. The next, radishes. The next, mushrooms. Although that room might just have been empty for a bit. Lucy went back to cover our tracks, while Anton and I decided to explore further. But it was spooky down there.
I don't like this. It gives me the creeps.
Don't worry. Tunnelling's in my blood. During the First World War, my great-uncle was known as the Mole.
What, was he one of those heroes who dug tunnels under the German trenches?
No, he just had very pink hands and loved eating worms.
Of course he did.
But he did escape from Colditz, though.
Well, that must have been in the Second World War.
No, no, much later, in the 70s, as a tourist, he got locked in the toilet and the coach left without him.
Look, a door with a sign on it. And if I'm not very much mistaken, in here will be potatoes and yams.
No, different kind of tuba.
Beryl?
Hello! Have you come for our music group?
No, but glad to see you. We were terribly worried. Ooh, is that a harp?
What are you all doing down here?
Oh, just passing the time between shifts, you know.
Packing veggie boxes for the Colonel, you know, just a few,
1,000. each week.
But we do get to eat anything that's not wonky. Oh.
Well, this is all very well, but you can't stay down here permanently. I mean, why don't you try to escape?
Oh, it's not so bad. The Colonel lets us tend the underground gardens, drink as much tea as we want, and listen to Radio 4 Longwave all day long. It gives us a structure to our lives.
Radio 4? Is that the voices I can hear? I thought I was starting to go mad.
If you're listening to you and yours, that ship's already sailed.
Sorry, I'll turn it off.
But this keeps us active. Nobody wants to hear lots of old people complaining.
Well, that's money books, isn't it?
Beryl and Dennis to report to Quadrant C4 for parsnip duty immediately. Parsnip duty in Quadrant C4 immediately.
Excuse us, we have to go. But I recommend you go back the way you came and forget what you saw.
We followed Beryl and Dennis at a distance. Eventually, Anton and I had to have a sit-down in a sort of chamber with a dozen other tunnels leading off it.
Wow! It's like they've been constructed by humans, but it's not as if I can see any trains.
Could be Southern Rail.
No sign of any train tracks either.
HS2, then.
Listen. Listen, I can hear voices.
They're probably listening to Radio 4 again.
Well, I can only understand about one word in 20.
Probably in our time with Melvin Bragg.
Look this way. There are definitely people down here.
The old folks are pulling down plants by their roots from the ceiling.
Well, I never.
Let's have a go. One, two, three. Turnip. One, two, three. Potatoes. One, two, three. The trunk of a young tree with one round lemon hanging on it.
That's a swing ball, Milton. I can't believe they're stealing all this stuff from under people's gardens.
Oh, stealing is such an ugly word. I prefer to think of it as vertical recycling.
Colonel?
Nut job.
Beryl, Dennis, lock them up.
Oh, no, Colonel.
Yes, wait, what?
It's time this racket was run by someone with a younger vision. You have fulfilled your usefulness to us.
But who will provide the structure of your day that is Radio 4?
Too late. We've discovered BBC Sounds.
Ah, but can you get it to work?
Of course not. But I have a nephew who's studying computing at Cambridge.
And?
He's working on it. Dennis, take the Colonel, Anton and Milton to the boxing up room while we decide what to do with them.
Righty-ho, gents. This way, please.
Monty Don would be turning in his grave.
You're making sure the leaf mulch is well aerated.
Well, really? Talk about gratitude.
Best to go quietly, Colonel.
Quietly? Oh, you've got me doing it now.
It looked like we were going to be detained for a long time. And who knew what was happening in the outside world by now? But I've always known how to make my own news. You've just got to make it really local. Good evening. Now it's time for the news exactly where you are.
Oh, not this again, Milton.
The really local news, coming live from your front room. Our top story. Flatmate Terry on his own again.
Well, if you keep doing this, I can hardly have people round, can I?
Also tonight, Pringle still just out of reach.
Well, at least pass them over to me, will you?
Left buttock scratched repeatedly. Oh. And communal wok dented again. Oh. Sorry about that. And our other main story tonight, the much-loved TV remote control hasn't been seen in over 3 hours now. Over to our correspondent at the scene, Sofa Rayworth. Sofa. Yes, Milton, the exact whereabouts of the little button-covered device remain a mystery.
Look, Milton, do you know where it is or not?
And Terry, the flatmate, has just made an emotional appeal. Understandably, as Channel 4 is on and it's only 20 minutes till Naked Attraction.
Oh, no. Oh.
Thank you, Sofa. This just in. Sammy the cat. And now time for the sport. The cat is playing with dropped greasy onion bargee on cream-coloured rug. If you don't want to see the result, look away now.
Oh, for crying out loud. Go on, shoo. Oh, I suppose I better clear it up.
So now we're going over live to the cupboard under the sink. And warning, the following report contains flash.
Milton, will you stop following me into the kitchen?
Now it's time for the ridiculously local news.
Get away from me!
Here are the headlines just above your eyebrows. And there's more and more of them every year. Why don't you just moisturise?
Right, that's it. I'm going round to my mum's.
And finally, Terry's off in a huff and leaves the front door open. So now, the weather. So Anton, the Colonel and I found ourselves back in the huge box room, but the Colonel was still in shock.
I don't see how we're going to get out of here.
Never give up. When you were both asleep earlier, I summoned up all my courage and thought, what would my great uncle do?
So you ate some worms?
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
And then I thought, how did he escape from Colditz?
Oh, good show.
So I channeled his never-say-die spirit, and using some of the veg boxes, the starch from the potatoes boiled up to make glue, my shoelaces and some other bits and pieces, I made exactly what he built to escape.
Of course. Dig up towards the surface, reinforcing the sides with planking, after first making a rudimentary ladder.
Nope. This. Ta-da!
A glider. One of those famous underground gliders.
Thought you'd be surprised.
Hang on. What's happening?
Soil is falling from above. There's a light and a ladder.
Anton, is that you?
Lucy!
Oh, you found the World War II plane we were looking for. Well done.
Yes. Well, maybe a little, experience is not such a bad thing, eh?
Wow. It's as if this plane was made yesterday. I didn't realise they had blue tack then. And, oh, this piece of twisted fabric turning the propeller shaft looks like a really old pair of underpants.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Here come the old folk. Best get out of here.
We'll have to be quick. They're surprisingly sprightly.
Leaving the glider behind, we ran headlong down the tunnels until we were completely lost again.
Where are we?
Hold on. My phone. It's got Wi-Fi.
It's our house. Look. Look at the name of the network.
Anton's PIN number is 5948.
Ah, yes. That's what someone must have called our Wi-Fi. But it means we're under our garden.
Lucy, you can use your archaeological tools to dig up.
Dig up?
Yes, up. Above you.
Oh, I don't know, you guys. I mean, I'm only my second year. We've not covered that yet.
Come on. Just imagine you're digging down.
OK.
And now, instead of pointing your tools to the floor, just point them up.
Oh, I can't seem to...
Come on, Lucy, you can do it!
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I'm digging up! I'm actually digging up!
Yay! Climb through.
Oh, no.
What is it, Milton?
There's some sort of rugby match going on in your back garden.
Really?
Here's another rugby mix-up. When I ordered the rhinos for the garden, just in case, I also ordered something to get rid of them. Wasps. Oh, hello, Pauline.
Milton, I can't get rid of this lot and the garden's a complete disgrace.
She's right. We need to get some order in this place.
Pauline, meet the Colonel.
Madam, I don't know if you happen to have any old boxes that we could use to take this bally mess to the recycling.
Oh, I like him already. I don't suppose you like old Christmas cards as well, do you?
Old Christmas cards, you say?
But Milton, where's Anton?
Just making his way to the surface. He's had a bit of a rough time. Best not let him see the rugby.
Why not?
They're just going down for a scrum.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, no! Another giant spider!
Oh, calm down, Anton. Look, for tea, I've made